This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Did you know that the Quran predicted, prophesied these things happening?
They get depressed and they don't want to live anymore. And in the end, they take their own lives.
Now, I just heard this news.
This Quran burner in the picture, it's a Quran burner that is living in Norway. Yesterday, in the age of 42, he passed away. This picture on the screen is from the 26th of November, when he was trying to destroy our Dawah stand in Oslo, in Norway. They get depressed and they don't want to live anymore. And in the end, they take their own lives.
And then there's another one, some breaking news on him too.
These are some of the chats between Swedish-Danish politician Rasmus Paludan and young boys on the internet. The convicted racist politician, who is notorious for his so-called Quran-burning tours and anti-Islam hate, spends extensive time on social media platform Discord, chatting with young boys about sexually explicit topics. Although Paludan has been charged with 14 offenses in the past, including racism, defamation, and traffic laws, his online chats did not elicit any action under Danish law.
Now, this is some scary stuff. Look, anti-Muslim extremist, this Quran burner, Rasmus Paludan, he engaged. Look what he's engaging with children, with young men.
But Paludan often stays up late at night and talks to young boys.
Nine. Problemet er jo, når jeg går ud i køkkenet, og stolene står sådan lidt hulter til bulter, så kommer jeg til at støde ind i dem med mit enorme lem.
This predator, this guy's a predator, and this is the kind of person that's out there, that's on the loose, and he's representing a whole country, it seems like, and the country is just letting it slide. Now, before I get into how the Quran had predicted, prophesied these things, and how to prevent these things from happening, because we don't want people taking their lives. Because the Quran is a source of mercy and rahmah, as we call it, for the whole of mankind. So it's up to you. Will you take it or will you reject it? And then what will happen? What will be the consequences of that? We'll touch upon that in a moment. Well, let's start with the Quran burning and some of these abuses that are going on today against the Muslims, these provocations that are happening. God Almighty Allah is telling us, for the believers, you will surely be tested in your possessions and yourselves. And you will surely hear from those who are given the scripture before you and from those who associate others with God Almighty Allah, much abuse. But if you are patient and you fear Allah, indeed, that is of the matters worthy of determination. So this is nothing new. During the time of Prophet Muhammad, his companions, and throughout history, you have had such people doing such evil, despicable things. Now, on the flip side, when you look at places like Norway and Sweden where these things are happening, and you have in these places some of the highest level of suicide, why? And this is a direct result. We'll look into the Quran, what God Almighty Allah is saying, the direct result of that deep depression where you don't have purpose in life. You don't live for something beyond your desires. That's why you see people like this doing some of the most heinous, evil things. They're miserable. They're unhappy. They don't have peace and contentment in their life. That depression keeps building up. And then what happens? They end up like this person did.
They get depressed and they don't want to live anymore. And in the end,
taking his own life. But the Quran is there to save you from that deep depression. The Quran is there. God Almighty Allah wants mercy for you. That's why Prophet Muhammad was sent as a mercy to all mankind. But this is the consequent, and this is what was predicted, prophesied in the Quran, that would happen. Let's get into this verse from the verbatim word of God Almighty Allah, the Quran. In the Quran, Allah is saying that, and whoever turns away from my remembrance, indeed, he will have a depressed life. And I will gather him on the day of resurrection blind. He will say, my Lord, why have you raised me blind while I was once able to see? Now Allah will say, did our signs not come to you and you forgot them? You turned away. You forgot them. And that's why this day you will be forgotten. This is a clear illustration of what happens when you turn away from your Creator, when you turn away from the signs that are coming to you from God Almighty Allah, and you become a staunch opponent of the Quran, the verbatim word of God revealed to you to humanity as a guidance. So instead of reading the book, looking for guidance to see, is there something in there that can benefit me? Is there anything in there that I can take from? I'm already depressed. I'm already doing all these heinous acts that are just compounding the depression. And then what happens? There's no peace. There's no happiness. There's no tranquility. But the book is saying, look, if you follow it, you're going to have, as Allah says, truly in the remembrance of Allah, truly in the remembrance of God, do hearts find rest. Now, what are these signs that God Almighty Allah is talking about? I want to share this with you. This is, and the Quran is full of these signs for someone who is sincere, who wants to know, what's my purpose in life? Why have I been created? Where am I going when I die? The Quran is lucid in this. There is no ambiguity to it. Who your creator is, what your purpose is, where you're going when you die. And these signs, and I'm going to share one of them with you. If you're someone who likes milk, because milk, if it's raw, if it's organic, if it's grass-fed animals that are giving you this milk, it does the body good. Now, look at this sign that is in the Quran. This is just one of them. I'm just giving you an example, because if you want the development of the human embryo sign, it's there. The mountains acting as pegs, stabilizers for the earth, it's there. The orbiting planets and the galaxies, the unique miracle of the fingerprint, the barrier between the two seas. I mean, the list goes on with all of the countless signs that are in there for a person to think, hold on, a man living in a desert who couldn't read or write, there's no way that he could have known these things. It is impossible. And this is what convinced me, you know, if a person is sincere and they're looking at it and they're adding it up and they're like, hold on, one thing is right. Let's say he guessed it. The other thing, oh, he copied it from the Greeks, from this one. But what about all the inaccuracies that they had? What about all the things that they got wrong? No, he just somehow left all that out. It doesn't make any sense. So everything is 100% accurate. And this is just one of those that I want to share with you. Check this one out. Amazing.
وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةً نُسْقِيكُمْ مِمَّا فِي بُطُونِهِ مِنْ بَيْنِ فَرْثٍ وَدَمٍ لَبَنًا خَالِصًا سَائِغًا لِلشَّارِبِينَ.
And these are those signs that God Almighty Allah just throws out there for you to think, how is that possible? Who could have known that other than the one who created the cow, the one who created, who's giving you the food, who's giving you the milk, who's nourishing you each and every day? But we neglect the nourishment for the heart, for the soul. And what happens? You turn away from your creator, you become a Quran burner. And you can go ahead and burn all of the books. You can go ahead and get rid of them all, but you can never get rid of the Quran, because this is in the hearts and minds. This is something that is memorized by millions living today and will continue to be preserved, will continue to be memorized, will continue to expand and grow. And there is nothing that you can do to stop it, because this is another prophecy, a prediction. So you can either be on the side, the winning side, or you can be on the side that will end up taking you to the hellfire. Because that fire that you're using to burn the Quran at the end, God Almighty is also talking about the fire that's going to burn. This is another miracle in the Quran, that those skins that will be roasted in the hellfire, they will be replaced with fresh skins. Look at that. Because there are pain receptors in the skin. And when they go out, you don't feel the pain. But God Almighty Allah is saying in the Quran that he'll replace them with fresh skins. Why you want to go ahead and be in the hellfire? Why do you want your skins to be replaced with fresh skins so they can burn? Why do you want that? Be sincere. Islam is a mercy for all of mankind. We don't want people taking their lives. We want good for mankind. It's like if you're drowning in the ocean and somebody's trying to extend their hand peacefully to pull you out, and you're giving the man the middle finger, you're cursing him, cursing his mother. What are you doing? Do you need the help? You're on drugs, you're on alcohol, you've turned into a predator, you're doing all these evil, disgusting, immoral things because you don't have guidance, you don't have a blueprint for life, you're falling down a dark hole, but there's still hope, and the Quran is that hope. So don't burn the Quran, read the Quran. Now you might say, how do I get a copy of this book, the Quran? Well, go ahead and walk into a mosque, ask. Connect with a Muslim. Go and ask your questions. If you're here in the United States, go ahead and visit thedeanshow.com. We'll send you one as a gift. We'll send you one as a gift. Make the human connection. Connect with your fellow Muslims. Ask those questions. Seek and you shall find. And ask the creator of the heavens and earth for guidance, and he will guide you if you're sincere and if you really want to know. But if you're someone who's just adamant about projecting all this hate that you have in your heart, you're not looking for a solution, you're not looking for that peace and contentment, you're going to end up soaking in your own misery. You're going to end up just compounding your heart with more depression upon depression. And we see the result of that. So you decide at the end of the day, there's a full description in the Quran of paradise. In Islam, is very clear, lucidly clear. That's what we strive for, to get to Jannah. Would you rather be there, that you live for eternity, you never die, no more depression, everything that your heart desires, you will have in paradise, and you had to avoid the hellfire. Just take some fire and try to burn yourself. You're trying to burn the Quran before you try to burn it, trying to burn yourself, and imagine being thrown into the depths of the hellfire. That hellfire is 17 times more hotter than the fire in this life. Why would you want to risk that? Why would you want to do that? And all the evidence is there, the signs are there that this Quran is indeed from the creator of the heavens and earth. Read it, ask for the guidance, and you will be amazed, like so many people have who've been sincere and they've put this, the Quran, to the test. Hopefully these words have been of some encouragement. Subscribe if you haven't already. Hit that notification bell. We'll see you next time here on the Deen Show. Until then, peace be with you. Assalamu alaikum.
We're here with Siraj from Daoud Sohail Law Firm.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, guys. So we signed everything here. Bismillah. Now we're off to the next step. We gotta get the keys now.
يا هلو يا هلو يا هلو يا هلا حن قلبي على جمعة الخير هلا حن قلبي على جمعة الخير هلا يا هلو يا هلو يا هلو يا هلا يا هلو يا هلو يا هلو يا هلا حن قلبي على جمعة الخير هلا حن قلبي على جمعة الخير هلا بالحب اجتمعنا وربنا يحييكم بالحب اجتمعنا وربنا يحييكم مرحبا ويا هلا فيكم انتم منا واحنا فيكم بالمحبه نحييكم يا هلا ويا هلا يا هلا ويا هلا ويا هلا ويا هلا يا هلا ويا هلا ويا
Of Muslims around here, it's pretty huge, and the location that you opened in, basically it's further south from the other big masajid, and everyone, I know a lot of people that I used to come, my cousin lives 9 minutes from here, another uncle of mine lives about 5 to 10 minutes from here. This area, the masjid, alhamdulillah, opened up in an area that it's much needed, and this size, this center is much needed for this area, and the idea of this center is needed for the whole state, because we don't have anything like that in the whole state. The da'wah center, where it's going to basically nurture and basically educate, and it's going to basically spread Islam.
حن قلبي على جمعة الخير هلا